The technology in our cars have come a long way, like lane keeping assist or parking assist can help drivers every day. But when you end up in a fender bender, you might be surprised by the repair bill coming back. Matthew Condi from AAA Idaho explains that people love the new features from their cars, but not so much when they need to take it to the repair shop.
If you have a small fender bender or a side swipe or anything even minor, sometimes even a simple maintenance like a wheel alignment, can change the position of those sensors and cameras just enough that they might not perform the way they're intended.
Condi says buyers need to be more aware of the actual cost of these features, including how much sensors cost.
Ask how these safety systems work. Go to the dealer and find out for yourself how they work and ask for a demonstration.
I went down to Stone's Toyota in Rexburg and met with Jonathan Wessel to test drive this advanced Toyota technology.
So the steering assist is actually what's going to kind of take control of the wheel and move you back into the lane. So it doesn't particularly drive itself because you can grab the wheel and override it.
Then he talks to me about the Jeep Cherokee.
It's got parking assist.
Wow,
so
awesome.
Basically it'll park itself.
We got in the car and headed towards the highway to check out the feature that steers you back into your lane when you've drifted. When the coast was clear, Wessel told me to let go of the steering wheel. The car started drifting to the side of the road and the sensors went off. Then, the steering wheel corrected the car back into the lane. We headed back to Stone's Toyota to check out the parking assist on the Jeep. I drove the Jeep into a parking lot.
Okay, now stop. Now we're going to turn on the parking.
The car only wanted to park assist me in a spot that had a car on either side of it. After a scan for that spot, I just had to shift into the right gears, and it did the rest.
The steering wheel's like spinning.
Take your foot off the brake a little.
I put the car in reverse, and working with the brake, the car slowly backed up. When it got too close to the other car, I shifted into drive, and the steering wheel automatically corrected the car's position forward. Finally, the car parked itself perfectly in the middle between two cars. Remember that AAA's Matthew Condi says it's important for consumers to know the technology in their car? Even for Toyotas, there are two different advanced technology. For example, one system has the driver steer back when the beeper indicates that the car has drifted out of the lane. The other system has steering assist, where the steering wheel gets the car back into the lane. If you know what system your car comes with, Condi says that can save you a lot of money in repairs.
We've already seen reports of people who are reading books, watching movies, and they are slamming into other cars and losing their lives.
Please just drive with awareness, and we can avoid accidents altogether. There are also concerns about the future of this area of driving, where one day there will be cars that completely drive themselves on Idaho roads. Governor Butch Otter has a proactive committee for these autonomous vehicles. Jennifer Gonzalez, the spokesperson for Idaho Transportation Department, and Chief Bill Bones from Idaho's Chief of Police Association are both part of that committee. We talked about some concerns they go over, particularly like how sometimes electronics will just shut off and restart randomly.
Could that potentially happen when you're driving 65 miles an hour on the interstate in an autonomous and connected vehicle?
They also talked about the advantage of advanced technology cars.
But the semi-autonomous, the driver assist, that's something that you're going to see every year increasing in the vehicles that are out there on the roads. And that should be of assistance to us in creating a safer driving atmosphere.
Professor Josh Tollefson at BYU-Idaho agrees with Chief Bones. Tollefson works in the largest automotive bachelor's program in the United States. Yep, that's at BYU-Idaho, where students are learning to solve problems in cars, including advanced technology cars. Tollefson says he believes the benefits of advanced tech cars are priceless.
All of these things save lives, and yeah, they are expensive, but I think it's worth it. And the vehicle will protect itself, and you won't have as many problems with them getting in wrecks because they're going to prevent those accidents from happening.
He pulls up a recent research published by AAA talking about how cars with driver assist could have prevented almost 10,000 deaths in 2016.
When airbags first came out in vehicles, people were afraid of them, but now we see that they save lives. People don't really complain about the cost of airbags anymore. The same thing I think is going to happen with these sensors on vehicles.
In addition to preventing deaths, these new tech cars could prevent 2.7 million of the 7 million crashes in 2016. That's 40% of all crashes in 2016. The technology found in new cars may be more expensive and also costly in repairs, but it's worth it in the lives and preventable crashes it can save. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Rachel Winder.